This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is part of our episode, People versus Problems. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. In the mainland part of the U.S., we're starting to see the first babies born with birth defects caused by the Zika virus. And the American health system is just at the very beginning of learning how to care for them. Our partners at Kaiser Health News bring us this story of a 20-year-old mom in the Seattle, Washington area. Here's reporter Heidi DeMarco.
3-month-old Ariana Sanchez-Rios sits in her baby bouncer, a yellow bow in her hair and white patent leather shoes on her tiny feet.
Ariana! Ariana!
Her mother, Maria Rios, calls out to her from the kitchen as she fixes a baby bottle.
She smiles, like, when you talk to her, and she likes to be called beautiful. Hermosa! Hermosa! Right, mama?
Ariana smiles, there's milk dribbling down her chubby cheeks. Her head's a little smaller than most newborns. That's because she was born with microcephaly, though you may not notice it at first. Maria, a U.S. citizen, was infected with the mosquito-borne Zika virus while she was living with her husband in Colima, Mexico last year. The infection can cause microcephaly and a range of other severe birth defects, including brain damage, vision, and hearing problems.
When I was in Colima, I would see in the news that they would, like, report about Zika. They would talk about how it was, like, a devil's creation. And I was thinking, like, oh my God, poor babies, you know, like, what if that happened to me?
Maria says her doctors in Mexico told her she shouldn't be worried about the virus, but everyone else was talking about it. It was all over the news.
I really didn't trust them. They didn't even test me for Zika. It was just like, oh, it's okay, whatever, you know.
6 months into her pregnancy, an ultrasound showed that the baby's head hadn't developed as fast as it should. Rios decided it was time to fly back to the U.S., even if it meant leaving her husband behind. Maria had seen the terrifying photos of infants in Brazil and Puerto Rico. The baby's skulls were misshapen, even collapsed, ravaged by the Zika virus that has exploded across Latin America.
I was like, no, I need to go to the U.S. to be safer. And then I guess when I came, it was too late.
When Ariana was born in January, the first thing Maria checked out was the baby's head.
I was like, oh God, please don't let her have like a really flat head.
Ariana was born 5 pounds 10 ounces with a head almost 10 centimeters smaller than average. But Maria says all her fears disappeared when she cradled Ariana in her arms for the first time.
I was thinking that she was beautiful. I was telling her, you know, how much I loved her and cared for her. And I hoped everything was going to be good with her and she was healthy.
An early brain scan also showed extensive calcium deposits, more signs of potential brain damage caused by Zika. Still, Maria is hopeful.
I see Ariana, like, in the future being like a normal kid, running, talking, going to school.
But the 3-month-old start in life is far from normal. A public health nurse and a physical therapist come every week to see Ariana. She has doctor's appointments lined up 6 months in advance.
Yeah, my sister supports me, her husband, my brother, but it's not the same as, like, your husband.
When the couple met, her husband Julio Sanchez was working in the U.S. as a landscaper on a temporary visa. Today, he works on his family's papaya farm in Colima. Meanwhile, Maria and Ariana live with her sister and brother-in-law in a 2-bedroom apartment in a small town south of Seattle.
Smile! Smile! Mamas!
Maria texts Julio constantly. She sits Ariana in her lap, and the latest is a photo of Ariana wearing a blue polka dot dress, and she had a beaded bracelet with the Blessed Virgin on her wrist.
He tells me, you know, like, everything's gonna be okay. We have his moral support, yeah, mama? I know it's hard, but, I mean, if I don't help her, who will help her, you know?
It's a 90-minute drive to Seattle Children's Hospital for another one of Ariana's checkups. When she arrives, a nurse technician measures Ariana's skull.
All right, and you can lay her down with her head touching the top here.
At 3 months, her head is still smaller than average.
There you go, good job. Bravo!
Through 9 hours of medical tests, Ariana is poked and prodded. Michelle Cabrera, a pediatric ophthalmologist at Seattle Children's, makes cooing noises as she shines a bright light into Ariana's dark eyes. An assistant has to pry the baby's eyes open as Ariana squirms and screams. The doctors find scarring on the baby's retinas, a defect that can be caused by Zika infections.
She does seem to have some tracking behaviors, and on our vision test, she was able to see stripes pretty normally for her age. But knowing that she has this scarring, we do know her vision will not be normal. And it's just a matter of how poorly developed it will be later.
Ariana is the first baby affected by Zika that Michelle Cabrera has cared for, and the specialists are still figuring out what treatment Ariana will need.
It's important for understanding how we could potentially help these children see better going forward and why the disease is happening there.
Another specialist, neurologist Hannah Tully, is an expert in microcephaly. She's seen many children with the condition, but Zika is different.
There are many things that we don't know about Zika. We don't know what the future holds in terms of the epidemic and how that will spread. Is it going to be a major problem and continue to move its way through the states, or is it going to remain a fairly localized, with periodic epidemics? We don't know that. There's also very little known about the range of Zika. So it would be nice to know, the whole iceberg and not just the tip of it.
Babies like Ariana are at the forefront of the outbreak in the mainland U.S. Cost is one big worry. Marie and Ariana are covered by Medicaid. Even the experts are guessing. Healthcare costs for a Zika-affected baby could range from $4 to $10 million over a child's lifetime.
You're such a big girl, mamas. You're such a big girl.
Back at the hospital, Marie is cheerful as she bounces Ariana on her knee. As she hands the baby over to her sister, the reality of her situation sets in. Maria steps outside for a quiet moment. She sits down at a table, places her head in her hands, and starts to cry.
I try to stay strong for her, but it's hard. Because I know that she's not going to be completely normal.
Gathering herself, she looks over at her daughter through the window.
She's always going to have challenges in her life, but I can't do anything about it. It's God's decision.
Heidi DeMarco reported this story together with her colleague Jonelle Alicia from Kaiser Health News, and Jonelle is here now to talk some more. Jonelle, how is Maria doing?
We saw Maria and Ariana just last week, and they are doing as well as can be expected. She's a pretty cute baby.
Are healthcare providers keeping track of babies like Ariana around the country?
Well, in the U.S., the CDC has set up what's called the Zika Pregnancy Registry, where states report their cases in pregnant women and their babies. The number has been steadily rising, and now nearly 1,900 pregnant women have been reported with possible Zika infections since last year. When we first met Maria in early May, there were 58 babies who'd been born with Zika-related birth defects. At last count, the number was 72.
And it sounded like Maria was getting very good care at Seattle Children's, but how about elsewhere in the country? Are doctors ready to treat this?
Yeah, that's a real issue as Zika has continued to spread. 44 states so far have reported pregnant women with evidence of Zika infections, and that ranges from as far north as Washington State, where we met Maria, to states like Florida and Texas, where there have been many more cases, and the virus last year was spread by local mosquitoes. Most primary care docs haven't really seen anything like this before. I learned that CDC experts are worried because only about one in every four babies who have been born to these Zika-infected moms have been getting the brain imaging that they need to really tell the extent of the damage.
And what do we know in terms of outcomes? The doctor in your story was an expert on microcephaly, but with Zika, there are unknowns and other complicating factors, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a really hard question. Doctors tell me it really varies depending on the child and the damage that's immediately apparent, and in some cases, the time during pregnancy in which the mom was infected. Some babies have obvious problems, including these very small heads, neurological damage, contorted limbs in some cases, and trouble with vision and hearing. Others are less severe. Because they haven't seen it very often before, doctors have a difficult time advising parents exactly what the future will hold. In Maria's case, they say that Ariana could develop seizures in the future and that she'll almost certainly have trouble with her vision.
Jonelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jonelle Alicia is a senior correspondent with Kaiser Health News. She's been working with her colleague, multimedia reporter Heidi DeMarco, to bring us the story about Zika-related birth defects.